This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Christine Sion, the founder of Mama Bird Retreats. Christine, welcome to my show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course, my pleasure. I love what you do. So I had to bring you on as a guest and share with our listeners and hope that they could take advantage of some of the amazing things that you guys do. So tell us about Mama Bird Retreat, and then I'm going to ask you to go back and tell us the journey, how you became an entrepreneur.
Beautiful. Yeah. So I founded Mama Bird Retreats because I am a mama of two little girls. And I figured moms need a one-day retreat, a vacation out of their normal routine. And I have basically invited the most amazing people to host the workshops during that one-day retreat. And I'm looking forward to the opportunities that I would meet new moms and experience such an amazing group of women, empowerment, and you know, just giving ode to our goddess feminine energy.
I love it. I love it. So if I was interested in Mama Bird Retreat, what's the best way to go about it? Would the event be at my place, or how, like, where would the retreat be for us to join?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So basically I'm hosting it at my studio in North Hollywood. And so, we are basically getting together there, but most of the time the retreat's going to start with a beautiful hike somewhere in nature. Mm-hmm. And then basically we're going to meet at the studio and do lots of dancing, ceremonial activities, like, you know, enjoying a good cup of tea and conversations and, you know, dance ceremonials. And we have such amazing hosts. Our first one is August 14th. So we have Patil doing the dance ceremonies and Gabriel doing the sound healing, which is mm-hmm. going to be phenomenal. I cannot wait.
I love sound healing. And I'm happy that you're close by in the Valley. North Hollywood's pretty close to a lot of our listeners. So I obviously, like, looked you up and looked at your background and it, and tell us a little bit about Blink to Light. How did you get into that? Before Blink to Light, just give us the journey. How did you become an entrepreneur? What encouraged you? What inspired you to become an entrepreneur?
My background as a yoga instructor really opened my heart into becoming a studio owner. And so 2 years after my training, I said that, you know, even though I was a full-time graphic designer at Disney, doing that as a full-time job, I said, you know, if I have two passions, why not go for it? And I opened up the studio in Glendale for 2 years. And because of the fact that I was doing two things, it was just too hard for my system to handle. But it was such a wonderful experience because I got to meet so many amazing individuals, and all the people that walked through my door really healed me through my process of, you know, as a teacher and as a teacher and a lifetime learner.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go back to your time in Disney, and I'm curious to know, because I used to, prior to starting my agency and Roma Leaf, I was working for an agency that was owned by New York Times. And so I've been in the corporate world, and being a mom and being in the corporate environment can be very challenging. So, you know, was that part of the, also were the kids part, my kids definitely inspired my journey throughout my career. Everything was always about the kids. Once I had my girls, I was like, oh, I can't work for anyone else, because I don't like to explain people that I have to take 2 hours and go and watch my daughter sing at a pre-K, you know, and miss an important pitch to a Fortune 500 company. Like, your boss is never going to understand that, you know? And so those challenges, I mean, besides being obsessed with entrepreneurship, which I am fully, but I think my kids definitely helped me always choose the right path. And entrepreneurship has always been the right path, even if I had doubts at some points and I joined the corporate world, which sometimes seemed easier because, you know, I was wearing less hats, but at the end of the day, it was harder because I was never, I was never there as much as I wanted to be for the girls. You know, I still had the obligation of being there, you know, 8 to 5 or 6. So tell me a little bit about that. Did you have the girls after your time at Disney, or was it while you were at Disney?
So during Disney, owning Blink to Light, that was back when I wasn't even married. So my husband and I, we got married right after I quit Disney. So my babies, just like you, they're my inspiration. I mean, you can't just let them go and do, the corporate world took a lot of energy. And I would work from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. some days at the photography department. It was very high intensity, super, you know, your energy is completely consumed by them. And so I think the universe, you know, showed me that I don't belong there anymore. And then although I had let go of Blink to Light, the yoga and the teaching of yoga, the private work and all that stuff was still with me until after the pandemic is when something struck and I said, I have to do something about this. And this is why Blink to Light and Mama Bird Retreats is coming as like a total inspiration, a learning experience through the pandemic and, you know, being with the kids for so long. And as a kids yoga teacher too, right now, I'm so inspired by them. They're my teachers. They're my gurus.
I think kids to your point, kids are so in tune with nature and, yeah, and that higher power. And sadly, once they get into the school and the way the foundation of our society is, they start losing that. You know, mm-hmm, they lose that connection that we should all have and keep. But I'm so thankful for yoga and meditation that it's a way to bring it back and keep it in our lives and know that, you know, nature is there to help us and heal us, but we don't take advantage of it. And I can speak for myself. When my dad passed away, I was in a lot of depression. I refused to see a therapist. I was like, no, I'm okay. I'm a strong person. I don't need a therapist to help me grieve. And I literally, it was my hikes. I started hiking daily and I would go sit under a tree and sit there for 20 minutes and just literally the trees, I felt like the trees were my support. The mountains were my backbone. Like, it was just amazing how, you know, within a year of just consistently doing this hike, I healed myself. And I, you know, obviously losing someone so close, it could take longer, and it did take me much longer, but I got myself out of it. And when I look at just the simplest things that are surrounding us and how we forget to take advantage, and most people lean on, you know, pills and this and that to like get themselves feel better. But in reality, all we need is to look at the best things in life that are free, you know? And I think that's what yoga and meditation tend to do. It's like such an easy way to be in shape, but people are like, oh, it's too boring. Well, you know, and that's another thing I want to talk to you about is if people, as a yoga advocate and an instructor, obviously you believe in that and you know, you seem very athletic. And so if somebody's against it, how do you change their minds and tell them that, listen, these are the benefits and this is why you should do it?
Okay, so as a full-time yoga advocate, I am so inspired by the simplicity of it all. It, from the outside, it looks very open-ended. It just feels like, oh my goodness, there's so many poses and there's so many levels for me to get to point A to Z. But it is all about that. It really taught me to be still in whatever situation I find myself in, and prior to being more, you know, present with myself, I was completely out of the loom, with my losing both my grandparents at the pandemic. And
it was
2020 was not easy for a lot of us. And I feel like when that happened and that hit me a lot more, it just kind of motivated me to open up a space that people can come together, especially moms, because they need it the most, I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
Being a mom is so, being a present mom is so important, because it really, when I can look into my daughter's eyes and see that they're actually with me, there's no description. It's like this moment that you have with them that just conceals it all. You're like, oh, that's why I'm doing this work. This is why I spend 15 minutes in the morning meditating, and 15 minutes at night just checking in and praying for all the goodness that's in my life.
I love that. I love that. And I think, you know, the point you made about moms have it the hardest. I think COVID really impacted a lot of moms. I have a lot of mom friends who are entrepreneurs. Some work for, you know, high level executives at tech companies, and it's really hard for them to homeschool and at the same time cook and clean and have kids running in the background while they're running a Zoom meeting. Yeah, it's just really intense.
It's really frustrating at times. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've screamed at my daughters. And I mean, you're like, oh, well, we all do it. We all get out of our zone. You know what I mean? Like, it's normal to feel frustrated and all that stuff. And you can't always lean on the pills or there's something really pivotal happening in the world right now. And if you can tap into your energy centers, you can totally get out of it. I mean, that's what I did. I didn't think I could get out of it. My mom is like my angel. And she, yeah, and, you know, having those mentors in your life are so important.
I agree. And I think coming together as a community of just human beings helping each other and just being there is such a comforting thing. And, you know, like I own a marketing agency where I've helped tech startups that got funded millions of dollars for the past 4.5 years. And then when the pandemic happened, I started spending more time on my second company, Roma Leaf, which was still a baby. You know, I was doing it more like a side hustle rather than a side thing, because it was really a solution for me. And it was just, it happened to like do well in a few pharmacies. And I was like, okay, it's going somewhere, but I'm not really going to push it forward because I've got this other company that's doing really well. But when the pandemic hit, it made me realize that if it wasn't for my product, I probably would have lost it many times with the kids and everyone. Like, it's just, it's hard. And then, you know, you get anxious and you're tired, or you're just like, you lean on a glass of wine or whatever. And then it's like, okay, well, I don't want to be drinking wine too much either. So like, what do I do? And exactly. And the yoga places were closed, everything. And I'm usually very involved. I love going to yoga studios. I just love that experience. I love being around other people, other energies. So for me, working out from home has just never been my thing. I've always worked out 5 to 7 days a week, literally, in studios in the Valley, because we're blessed with a lot of different studios, as you know, on Ventura Boulevard. So with that said, I sort of had an awakening too, where I was like, well, my mission has always been, you know, with Roma Leaf to add relief to my routine. And then I was like, I'm going to make this a mission to help others also. But then that mission sort of evolved and turned into my agency also doing that same thing, but through a different service, I guess. And I started partnering with nonprofits like score.org to teach small businesses and entrepreneurs and startups how to do some of the advanced type of marketing that my agency does for others, and all volunteered like just helped people, volunteered my time, mm-hmm. and just started helping people. And it felt so good to do that. I was like, we need to come as a community and help each other, because these small businesses are suffering right now. They're all, you know, closed and not making money. How can I help them? So I do feel like the pandemic obviously had a negative impact on us, but it also brought the best out of a lot of people, where they're like, well, how can I be of service in this world, right? Like, why am I here? What's my purpose? How can I, if I can help 100 people before I die, then that's amazing, right? And so like that question, I think, is something that a lot of people went through, even the busy moms that probably had no time to do. So it's inspiring to know what you're doing. And I think women coming together and helping each other and supporting each other's mission is instrumental at this time for us to rise above these challenges. So tell us a little bit about, you know, more about the program that's going to start on August 14th, you mentioned. How would people sign up? Like, just give us a little bit more information so that people can reach you.
So we're starting off the day, August 14th. I picked a weekend because I feel like moms mostly, they have a mother-in-law or, you know, someone that they can just say, okay, I'm going to make this work. Because if you really want to make it work, you can make it work. That's for sure. Basically, we're going to start with a hike, and then we're going to come and do like a really beautiful goddess tea ceremony to give ode to our Mother Earth and to give ode to our Mother Earth and to really acknowledge, you know, we're not alone on this world. We're actually living through the energies of the earth, of the universe. And so I want to really like open people's eyes to how they can really invoke ritual in their lives. And then we'll do a 45-minute lovely yoga practice. I teach yoga tune-up, so it's very therapeutic. Yoga tune-up involves these therapeutic massage balls. They're such yummy work. It's so wonderful. I love what I do. And so we're going to do a couple of and a lot of like core massage work, which is very soothing to the nervous system and really gets you out of that anxiety, or that, I don't really like that word, but that anxiousness of things, because we're constantly on the clock, you know, like, I'll pick up the kids, do this, do that, da 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 da. It's constant.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.